President Bush's powerful and powerfully delivered speech to the UN Assembly, the strongest indictment yet made of Saddam Hussein's government, launches the first phase of a two-phase administration strategy that has been in the making during the summer.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
It challenges the UN Security Council to secure compliance with a litany of inspection and disarmament resolutions in short order. If it cannot, the president said, then the UN becomes irrelevant. That would set the stage for phase two, which Mr. Bush suggested today only in the most general terms. Action will be unavoidable, he said. He didn't say unilateral American action, but he did say we must stand up for our security. One can begin to see the outline of the administration's strategy. First, by scheduling the speech for the day after September 11th, the president used the emotion of the commemoration to bring Iraq and al-Qaeda into a seamless web of violence. He emphasized that last night by saying, "We will not allow any terrorist or tyrant to threaten civilization with weapons of mass murder." Next, the challenge to the UN. It is doubtful that the Security Council, whatever resolution it eventually agrees on, will succeed where a decade of efforts failed in securing unfettered inspection of Iraqi weapons development. But today's speech was aimed at least as much at the American Congress and the American people as the members of the UN. It enables Mr. Bush, after a period of patient waiting and prodding, to say that he has gone the last mile in seeking multilateral action to deal with the grave and gathering danger. That should strengthen his position when he calls upon Congress to accomplish the changes in Iraq that the UN could not accomplish. What that action will be has not been spelled out publicly. The phrase regime change was not used today. The use of force was not specifically stated, but all in due time. Give the United Nations a chance to weigh in on settling the Saddam Hussein problem, and then, say early next year, the administration suggests, it's our turn. This is Daniel Shore.